But Hopkins, this is not one of your cases, but I've always wanted to get your opinion on it, and that's the Travis Walton case. It was made into a movie called Fire in the Sky. I met Travis Walton, found him to be a very credible guy. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. He's one of the most credible people one can imagine, and that's a terrific case. And his writing is extremely good about his experiences. But one thing that should be mentioned is that Tracy Torme, Mel Torme's son, wrote the screenplay for Intruders, and he was then hired to write the screenplay for Fire in the Sky. And obviously he was trying to get the abduction scene inside the craft and so on to be accurate. But the producers or the powers that be told him, no, it's got to be completely different than Intruders. You can't seem to have the same looking aliens and the same procedures because it wouldn't be interesting to people. You've got to write a whole new abduction scene. So poor Tracy had to sit down and invent the entire onboard experience that appears in the movie. And Travis always was upset about that because you know, he wanted authenticity. And he seems in the movie, as I recall, like he's floating around inside a giant intestine of something. I don't know what. But the point is, it's that part was totally off. To find out what really happened, you can check out his books. He had two versions of the books about his experience. But it's an excellent case because it's part of it is witnessed by six other people. They passed polygraph tests. The whole thing really holds together. It's one of the key cases. And what's interesting is, of course, all the men were in a truck coming back from their job of clearing brush and driving along when they saw this craft and the whole thing unfolded. And yet you can have somebody like Susan Clancy, who is to science of, you know, what, I don't know, I don't know what to say that. That's also not actionable, but she is the big skeptic on the subject, and she says the whole thing is sleep paralysis, six people driving along in a truck. Anyway,
everybody went to sleep at the same time, I guess, huh?
I guess they did, yeah.
Well, you've faced that a number of times. You know, we talked about ufology. I want to talk about science or lack thereof. There was a program on Nova, which is supposedly a really good science program, and I've seen some great episodes. But they had Kidnapped by UFOs was the title of this program, and they produced it basically at your expense, right? I mean, they took great liberties with the facts of the cases.
Well, it was unbelievable because in that case, the family who lived in Florida had various members of the family, young family, had abduction experiences. And the husband, who agreed to go on camera, showed the camera people, and I'm standing there for all of this, where he was lying when he somehow was paralyzed and fell. And was against the wall from the other side of the wall was his bedroom. He was trying frantically to move, to bang on the wall or something to get his wife alerted to what was happening, because as he was lying there straddled by two or three aliens in different positions, he could see his little boy being floated out of the house at the end of the hall by other aliens. And he was very emotional about this. All of that was cut. They refused to put any of it in the film because their whole thing was to say this was sleep paralysis and or whatever they had in mind. But it was the way the thing was edited was just horrendous.
So basically, they went into this production with an idea how it was going to end up. This wasn't an investigation. It was a scripted program. They knew they were going to trash the research from the get-go.
Exactly, exactly. That was the worst experience I've ever had with television. I've had a lot of bad ones. I've had a lot of good ones, but the bad ones, this one is the top of the list.
And what do you make of that, Bud? I mean, how can they call themselves a science program and do something like that? How do you ethically juggle the facts like that and still call it science?
Well, I think that they can call anything science if they want to. But the basic thing that happens here, excuse me, is that they start off with the assumption there's nothing to this. So they shoot a lot of footage, and the footage that tends to support the reality of the experience, like the footage I just described, that's all cut. And anything that they can get in there that's sort of irrelevant or whatever, or that they can somehow warp, they will leave that in. It's a cherry-picking process that's totally, absolutely dishonest. It was the most dishonest piece of television I've ever seen.